ये चीजें सब इंगेवा देतुं तं रोवा गुल्ला के में ना जबर जेसो लोसन डावा ये दें बेनिंग बोर इन तो सांजे जो आ दिजो तो थ्री टाइम ऐड इस क्लास में थ्री टाइम इस क्लास पर दस में तो बुद्धि जीता भी इस लाइफ से बताऊँ तो हार्ड इन द हाउस ऑफ़ द नोज़ ऑफ़ फैमिली मेंबर्स in the house of all the students, all the supporters in this organization, as well as all those who give up their life to the organization during service to Saint Dimitri, in all their house, as well as in the house of all the Saint Dimitri beings, without delay in a second. Changjo, Semenjo, Rinpo, Che, Ma, Ge, Ba, Na, Ma, Che, Ge, Ba, the three time made is collected by me, three time made is collected by others, may the Buddha Jitta in the house, especially in the house of all the leaders of this world. Changjo Simjo Rinpo Che Ma Ge Pa Nam Ge Gyo Ro Che Ke Pa Nyang Pa Me Pa Ye Kho Ne Kong Do Pel Wa Ra Sho. May the bodhicitta be generated in the house of, especially in the house of those who are called terrorists, those who are young and old, those who are harmful thoughts to others. So without delay, in a second, may the bodhicitta take place in their heart. Changjo Semenjo Rinpo Che Ma Ge Pa Nam Ge Gyo Che Kepa nyamba mepa ye Kone kondo pelwa jo. That we have incredible, humble opportunity. Every single Dharma understanding that we have so far, and the virtue we collect, cause of happiness, cause of happiness in life, liberation from something, enlightenment, harmony, we collect it now. What that much benefit we can offer some ten beings, help others, opportunity that this by kindness for our spirit. His Holiness Dalai Lama, then that we have Buddha Dharma this time. So they have stayed alive, all the holy wishes be succeeded immediately. Kare rave ayukove ayishengama indere peda indere vayay malu yajunve ne jere sewa denze yajavoye shave. Very long life and to Kunishan Dharma to ascending beings, the Kunis to enjoy Dharma without satisfaction, to be able to enjoy. So the our karma seeing the impact of the cavern, cancer or all those obstacles and pure parts immediately. Same as Bhagavata Gurus, there's no result. Then Lama the Lama Isha was kinder than the other three time Buddhas, whose name is difficult to mention. Then all his holy wishes be actualized, all the holy wishes whatever Lama had to be εξλάς τυπές. Exactly, and then I'm also going to benefit this world. Also, in the middle, I'm also going to happen. Like monkey. Yeah. Like to shoot at monkeys. Did you all the past? Please, may I able to offer limitless scarce benefit? May I able to offer limitless scarce benefit to sentient beings and teaching the Buddha? Limitless scarce benefit to sentient beings and teaching the Buddha. From now on, by having the same quality within me as the Lama Tsongkhapa has. Did you all the past? Present future may this clear material may this powers. May I able to say, may I and all sentient beings be able to meet only a perfectly qualified guru in all the lifetimes, and to be able to see only enlightened being from each sentient side, from our society in all the lifetimes. And to do only action most pleasing the holy mind of the virtuous friend from each sentient side, from our society in all the lifetimes. And to fulfill the holy wishes immediately from each demon side, from our side, in all the lifetimes. May all the time it is corrected, and it is corrected by all the sentient beings, by Buddhas. May the fire and defeat me their statue, may the Buddha statue be constructed as possible. Could you complete as quick as possible about this immediate Buddha descent, and even most beneficial to bring up enlightenment as quick as possible, and cause to extract Buddhism in everyone's heart and purify all the departments, and cause them correct extensive merits, especially this world, for us to succeed all the process, several manas, sanghas, and Buddhas, great monasteries, and as well as sanghas, and this all other. Belimonos knowledge and the various holy objects in part of the world and Tibet and many different parts of the world and social services in different parts of the world. Now then every center including Bajapani, all the services the most beneficial laws and the cost to collect cost and the middle the general fate in Buddha Dhamma Sangha, three jewels and fate in karma. And cause to exercise the lubricant compassion with the universe heart. This particular item, spread the matter of the pure teaching, the complete path of enlightenment in their hearts, and bring them to enlightenment, and all whatever projects each and has here, but all everything to be succeed immediately. So, with all the rest, starting from material project, so all the funding, all the needs be received without. Having secondly, then to be able to illuminate this world, elevate the sentient beings in this world. Did all the past, present, future, made this correct material, and made this correct about this? Did all the past, present, future, made this correct material, and made this correct about this? That which exists, but which is empty. May the I who exists, but who is empty, achieve the. Lama Tsongkhapa's enlightenment, which exists but is empty. Lead all the sentient beings who exist but who are empty. Lead all the sentient beings who exist but who are empty. And to that Lama Tsongkhapa's enlightenment, which exists but is empty. Paramahansa alone who exists but who is empty. Which is Kujiri, supposed to be subject on deep in Sapat. But then the other obstacles happened. So it's just to the loom of the path. So if they think somebody was new to hear Lamrim, the English. So composed by Lama Tsongkhapa, the Tsao Ombo Ngawang Thakpa, the Lama Tsongkhapa's disciple. So there's a monastery in Tibet by this Lama, whom Lama Tsongkhapa gave this teaching. Must become somewhere, I don't know, but very strict monastery. They allow women to come in monastery only once in a year. In this monastery, this Lama Tsawangpa, so Lama Tsawangpa's disciple, so in 1 year, there's 1 day allowed the women to come in the monastery to visit, you see. Only one time in a year. So that the Lama Tsawangpa Ngawantapa, Lama Tsawangpa wrote this part. I'm just going to the loom, okay? Not the loom, loom. I bow down to the perfect gurus. I will explain as well as I can the essential meaning of all the concurrent scriptures. The path praised by the excellent concurrent children, the pot for the fortunate wishing, the fortunate wishing liberation. So paying homage. I think in the West they met probably. There's not such a system, you know, because of course there's Dharma text, so there's a paying homage, you know, for the beginning. So that also helps to, you know, one reason, one is great merit and success, you know, no obstacle to success to complete the text, you know, so reasons. Next one is promising to write down. Then, next one is persuading to listen to the Dharma. Whoever are not attached to the pleasure of transcendent existence, pleasure of samsara, whoever strives to make the leisure and the fortunate, well, whoever are inclined to the path pleasing the concurrent Buddha, the fortunate one should listen with a clear mind. Without a complete intention to leave cyclical existence, there is no way to stop seeking pleasurable effects in the ocean of. I read the English and I do the Tibetan. Also came and I forgot to bring the. Also, I tried to work on this, some of the things in the work. Also, craving cyclical existence thoroughly binds the embodied. Therefore, in the beginning, any intention to leave cyclical existence should be sought. Leisure and the fortunate are difficult to find, and life has no duration. Through familiarity with these, emphasis on the appearance of this life is reversed. If you think again about the action and their inevitable effects and the suffering of cyclical existence, emphasis on the appearance of future lives will be reversed. If having meditated thus, you do not generate admiration even for an instant for the prosperity of cyclical existence, and even the attitude seeking liberation arises day and night, then the intention definitely to leave cyclical existence has been generated. Also, this intention definitely to leave cyclical existence is not conjoined with the generation of a complete aspiration to highest enlightenment. It does not become a cause of marvelous bliss of unsurpassed enlightenment. Thus, the intelligent should generate this altruistic aspiration to become enlightened. All ordinary beings are carried by the continuum of four powerful currents. Are tied with the tight bonds of actions, difficult to oppose, have entered into the iron cage of apprehending self existence, are completely beclouded with the thick darkness of ignorance, are born into cyclic existence limitlessly, and in their birth, are tortured ceaselessly, ceaselessly by the three sufferings, thinking thus of the conditions of mothers who have come to such a state. Generate the supreme altruistic intention to become enlightened. If you do not have the wisdom realizing the way the things are, even though you have developed the thought definitely to live cycle existence, as well as the altruistic intention, the root of cycle existence cannot be cut. Therefore, work at the means of realizing, dependent arising. Whoever seeing the cause and effect of all phenomena of cycle existence and nirvana is infallible. What is it? This is not... complete. Huh? Thoroughly destroys the modes of misappearance of these objects as inherently existing. Has entered in on a path pleasing to Buddha as long as the two realizations of appearance, the infallibility of dependent arising, and realizations of emptiness, the non-assertion of inherent existence, seem to be separate. There is still no realization of the thought of Shakyamuni Buddha. When the two realizations exist simultaneously without alternation, when from only seeing dependent arising as available, dependent knowledge destroys the mode of apprehension of the conception of inherent existence. Then the analysis of the view of emptiness is complete. Further, the extreme of inherent existence is excluded by knowledge of the nature. Of appearance existing only as a nominal designation, and the extreme of total non-existence is excluded by knowledge of natural knowledge of emptiness as the absence of inherent existence and not the absence of nominal existence. If within the emptiness, the way of the appearance of cause and effect is known, you will not be captivated by extreme views. When you have realized thus, just as they are, the essentials of the three principal aspects of path, resort to solitude. And so then you go to resort place. I'm joking. After you have the realization of the three-person part, then you go to resort, you go to beach. Resort, beach, Tahiti, and Tahiti, and Goa, and all the holiday places. Bali, Thailand. I'm joking. When you have realized thus just as they are, the essential of the three principal aspects of the path, resort to solitude and generate the power of effort. Complete quickly your final aim, my child. Yāvē sōrā gundē nīngbō dē jācē tāmbā namjē ngābē kāngdē tāmbē namjē jōdē jidā nūjē dāgē shē vārācā kāntā sēbē ndēlā amācā shīng tāngjō tōyē chācīrē tōmbā yāvā jībē lāmbā yidēmbē kāngdē tētā tāngvē yidīnyā namdā ngīchū mēbā sīcō yī dēndē tūnyē shīvē tāmē lā sīlā gāmbā yīcā lūcē nāna gundē chīngjīrē tōmbā rā Tanju Punzo devi juru, mean juru, well, the end of the Changju Simjoji. Shudachu Nawa tende luwa meba tang tongba kelen tabi kuwa ni Chishi sosura nawa tesi to tatung tubi gongba toba me Namshi renjo meba chichara to tende milu tongwa atzam ni ni Ngishi yuji zinda kunji na tesi tabi cheba zoba la Xin Most important thing in the life is, as I mentioned, the first day, you know, the importance to maintain Lam Rim. So the opportunity to study the Lam teachings, whether the Lam teachings given to study, or yourself to study at home with the liberation palm in your hand, or Lama, let's say Lama Tsongkhapa Lama teaching, the elaborate, and then also the other great enlightenment, other Tibetan Lama, the Lama teachings. So the Ascension Nectar, the Happy Path, the Red Commentary, I don't think, maybe not in English yet. So Happy Path, the Geshe Suprambuchi, the translation, the other Lama teachings. So the, at least the liberation palm in your hand, so I can study that. You know, of course, if you can, Lama Tsongkhapa Lama Rim, also can study. So that, you know, because that can, so because it gives some things that which is not clear there, you find in other books is clear. So it helps, you know, because some things you get inspired from that Lam Rim book, other Lam Rim books, and that also Buddha Chaptana. So anyway, without talking many words, so the most important thing in life, no matter how much you're busy, to study Lam Rim, to every day to read some pages, you know, but think, say, not just a puja, reading fast, not that. With puja you can, but this is to meditation, you know, to live positive in your mind, so, do some pages by thinking as much as you can the meaning, see, learn to one's life. But, so then whichever then there's something not clear, you don't understand, then write down, make a note, one book is a note, So which about the anything that you no you don't understand. Then there are many other students sangha so student teaching so you can so consult with them or they you know so you know, that into that that is also say what is something that you can't resolve then there's you know I want the there's Kishla want to talk with them and also in the future gives you terms of the lamas, great lamas come, so we can yeah, check that time, see. But that, however, so first, a, you can't meditate without knowing lamas, you must study, study, say, go through even 20 times, so that, that make familiar, first make familiar, then, so, make familiar the subject. then do then see the good version as so one day say daily meditation good until you get realization that then that every day, you know, whatever time even if, you know, even 5 minutes or 10 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever, something like that, you know, to have realization by following outline. See, one inch of that realization. So that, then one day, then the, you try to generate the effortful experience. So it means you meditate, you go through, see, meditate, and then if your mind gets transformed into that, you feel that, you know, through reasoning, quotations, Buddha, like that you see the stories, examples, then your mind, after the other limitation, then your mind gets transformed into that. But when you don't do the other limitation, you don't feel that. But only when you do other limitation, you know, the reasoning, quotation, then the stories, then your mind, every time when you do that, then your mind into that path, that experience of feeling. So when you don't meditate on impermanence, that you don't feel. But when you meditate, then you feel. So that is the effortful experience. So so try to achieve that. Try to work. So having that, if you have that, the next thing, then you can do the meditation. You see, then you have an effortless experience of the actual realization. So once you have that, then if you don't say without doing analytical meditation, without thinking all the reasons and say quotation or these examples, without going through elaboration, you naturally feel the impermanence, that mind naturally feel that, or so like that. And then an example similar to compassion. So this so the first effortful experience. Once you've that, then you go to the effortless experience. So the final thing is the attainment, you see. So the renunciation to this life from poverty and rebirth of karma, the renunciation there, the future life, those are the sufferings of the deva, human beings, then general suffering, samsara, the six and the four, the three, and the shortcomings, the delusion, the evolution, samsara, holding all these things. However, so the twist until ones has realization of renunciation, samsara, that without effort, you know, reasoning like this, then naturally one feels the samsara. All the nature of suffering, could not find attraction even for 1 second. So the desire realm, form realm, formless reality, like being the center of the fire, you know. So then the only nature of suffering, so unbearable, so being the samsara, so couldn't seek liberation day and night. So that, such that, then once you have that, then it's very easy to generate compassion. It's very easy to see how other sentiments are suffering. Very easy to see that. Very easy to feel that. was you feel it was unbearable, Johan, sometimes when Emperor generates strong compassion against others. And then there was Bodhicitta. And then a little bit of meditation emptiness day to rest to plant seed. And then they read in a letter, one is able to rest in this. Then, but it should be based on one good yoga practice. So they simplify, very short, simplify one is what you can do, Lama Tsongkhapa of Guru Yoga, if it's not familiar. And, the daily meditation that I put together, daily meditation, Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, so good on that basis. You know, you need one Guru Yoga practice to, you know, to meditate Lama Tsongkhapa. See, you can do that with the Chinese, with Tara, you know, okay. There's some particular Buddha that you have feel connection or inspiration with, then you can do the Guru Yoga with that. Can do also that. Some with brief limited practice. So, however, in the then to help prostration, Bodhisattva Buddha, for purification, collect merit, and the evening time, Bodhisattva, as a normal advice. So, what is the general and this, for new, to somebody who wants to meditate, who wants to begin practice, that's the body. So, that some practice purification. Look like marriage, it's a condition for lambrum realizations. And then rest of the day life, you live with the thought of, as I talked also yesterday, so that didn't get to speak much on the actual techniques on the procedure, but it's better. Some idea, the reason to benefit of a sentient beings, to need to achieve enlightenment of a sentient being. So that was something happened yesterday. So however, to live with to live the rest of their life with the thought of benefiting others, with thought of benefiting as much as possible. Whatever you're doing, but do with thought as much as possible. So this way, how many activities in there in one day? One do with thought of benefiting others, and that means the most precious. But the most priceless, most precious thought, bodhicitta, which fulfills all the wishes, all your wishes over all the happiness up to enlightenment, and that you can fulfill with this thought of benefit others, the bodhicitta, you're able to fulfill the wishes for all sentient beings. You're the one person able to fulfill the wishes of all sentient beings, happiness, freedom from all the suffering causes. Oceans of suffering with nature realm, you're able to liberate them. Numberless in them with nature realm, and bring them in, cause them all the happiness after enlightenment, liberation, enlightenment. So this bodhicitta, so that which makes you alive, most productive, beneficial now, and good future, like sun shining, good future, and then from, say, by gradually proceeding my path, achieving enlightenment. So this complete, and able to complete the whole path. So most beneficial to ones, most beneficial to all sentient beings. So this, as much as possible, to live the life with this activity, to do it, whatever activity you do, this thought. So this, Nagarjuna explained to a king, I think maybe that. So, but the king's very busy, extremely busy life. So he can't, you know, do many hours of meditation or things that, you know, many other practices, many other traditional practices he can't do. So then I think King explained, Nagarjuna advised, so do these three things in there. Do these three things in it. Give advice to these three things. One is bodhicitta, to live the life with the bodhicitta. See? The other one is rejoicing. You know, you practice rejoicing. So your own three-time merits and three-time merits of all the past purpose, the merits of sentient beings, including bodhisattvas, the Buddhas, you see. Yours, others, you know. The past, rejoice. So but that becomes the easiest way of collecting limitless scars of merits in each second, see, in such a short time. So some others, like Buddha, like Shakyamuni Buddha, put effort, collect merit for three countless kriyas, sacrifice his life, whole family, born as king, sacrifice his life, family, everything, wealth, you know, like that. Sacrifice life for three countless kriyas, and practice morality, charity, patience, perseverance for the three countless kriyas. Like that, or somebody is many lifetime they put effort, collect merit, and right path. So now here, if you rejoice, so now somebody build huge stupa or huge temples, you know, put a lot of effort, you know, many years of work, hard work. But here you rejoice, you know, all that merit. If your level man is higher than others, you get double merit. Within that second, within that minute, second, you get double merit than those people who many years effort, worked so hard to build a temple or stupa or DJ practice, you see. So if you rejoice, somebody put effort for so many years, you know what I mean? But you rejoice here, within that minute, you collected the same amount of merit, or they live, or more double, you see, if you're a little bit higher. So at least, you know, they're higher than half the merit you get, how much they make. So much unbelievable, what they collect, you get a half. So that, so anyway, so rejoicing. So if you practice rejoicing, everyday life, unbelievable merit, so therefore, everything becomes very easy. So all your wishes get fulfilled. That, and that's the best business for success, you know. You just rejoice. Other people put effort, you rejoice. And then you get all the success. So easy. So the other one, dedication. So this is another other one, dedication. Dedicate merit to achieving one person, especially by sitting with emptiness. So this is Nagarjuna's advice. The king who is so busy, no time to maintain or do many practices, you see. So, that. So yeah, that's the way. So that's it. So good night. Thank you very much.